All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Time now for Coming in Hot with Brent Wallace and former Ottawa Senators Bobby Ryan and Jason York.
Hey everybody, happy Monday. Welcome to the show. Brent Wallace alongside everybody's favorite family members, Jason York and Bobby Ryan.
Good morning. Good morning.
Well, it's family day here in Ontario, Bob. That's the reason.
Oh, just another made-up holiday for a four-day weekend. You guys seem to run through once a month up there.
It's President's Day in the U.S., speaking of made-up holidays.
Yes, a day to honor all the presidents, not for your family members. No. Nobody likes your family, do they?
Can you name me all the presidents?
No.
How many presidents have there been?
46.
No. 48? I think it's 48.
We'll have to Google that, but it wasn't in my nerd report, so why would I know how many presidents there were?
The end of the day, why do you even need to know this stuff or study this stuff anymore? Because all you got to do is pick up your phone, say, hey, Siri, name me all the presidents, and there you go. There's your answers.
Exactly.
Why did I start with this?
It is 46.
Oh yeah,
Wally. It's not like the days when the encyclopedia salesman knocked on your door and tried to talk your parents into buying all the Britannicas.
Did you have the encyclopedias, Yorkie?
When you walked into my house on 21 Stanwood Drive, there was a row of encyclopedias that were there. If you wanted to know anything, you had to get this book, Bob, and look up the answer.
That's unbelievable. Yeah, I think I'm just a little too late for that. I never had encyclopedias, that's for sure.
Encyclopedia Britannica. Wally knows what I'm talking about. He's 60 years old.
I'm not, thankfully. And I did have, I don't think I had Britannica, but we did have a set of encyclopedias. And went to the library.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I can get on board with that.
Can we move on? Is this
going to be great? Yeah.
Okay, good.
Bob, how many hours sleep did you get last night? You look exhausted.
I was just going to say, well, we spent 27 hours moving the last 2 days, and Lindsay did most of the work, so I can't take any credit, but we got into bed at I got almost 8 hours, so I've just That's exhausted though. Yeah. Yeah, it was a but and we're still not done. Now we have to go meet the movers and then drive to Georgia. So we got a long day ahead of us.
Well, I was in Brockville this weekend, but I only went up. So there's a Brockville Winter Classic, big huge charity event they do up there. It's amazing. Bunch of guys came in. Saw Brian McGrattan. Oh, nice. What a great guy. But anyhow, guys got in there Friday night. And they were there Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday. Guys had to play 3 games on the Saturday. Then we played our alumni game on the Sunday. Guys were exhausted by Sunday. Poor Donald had, like, you could tell he had the toothpicks to keep his eyes open. He listened.
Yeah, a couple late nights for the boys. Oh, I was going to drive up. I was going to fly up for this one. I just couldn't make it work.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. Yeah, I got to see the Daigle, Andre Waugh. Is my D partner Donald. There's a business decision for you, Bobby. Playing one of these games, I said, Donald, come on back and play D, because I know he's gonna like go back and get every puck. He's going from both corners. But
who tries harder, Nealer or Dono?
Donald's just always going around, buzzing around fast, but
Donald doesn't know how to slow down.
I would say Nealer. Nealer tries pretty hard.
Did his team win?
We were all on the same team, and then but Nealer, he was exhausted by Sunday too. Like it's a long weekend, but great. And it's such a good event, and it's so well run. They actually, one of the things they did during the game, because we're playing against a local team of players that they put together, 5 minute mark, they send out the Timbits. So 30 kids, probably the ages of 3 to 8, come buzzing on the ice, and they take over the game, and we got to play against these little guys. Oh, it was so, you know, that age, right? The little guys are buzzing around the rinks. That was whoever thought of that was very smart. But then we let them score. They had to score like 6 goals against us. So the Timbits won the game. We ended up losing. The alumni went down. We went down.
There's no way Nealer's standing for that. Will McIntyre in the chat just says, Thanks, Yorkie. It was great having you down. Donna was amazing. Came to see my U18 before practice was amazing. So
Donna's a good man. He gets it.
But for all of you, hey, I know you raised a lot of money for charity. Well done. I know Terry Ryan was there. Great to see Diego. Like, you had some great talent down there.
Yeah. Yeah. Todd Gill was out there. I said Gratz, Lori Boschman, Jesse Winchester. Have you guys, speaking of Terry Ryan, have you guys watched Shorzy?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, I got into it last night. I couldn't stop watching.
Hilarious.
That's so, well, you got to give it a watch. It's so funny.
I don't like fun.
I know you don't. Yeah. It's got, Terry Ryan's actually not a bad actor. He does a pretty good job.
He does a good job. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a great show. I love it.
Terry showed up and his equipment didn't make it, so he had to borrow somebody's skates and somebody's gear. It was so funny.
That's tough. I would go home before I borrow stuff. I can't do it.
Oh, God. Yeah. All right. Fun weekend.
Good.
All right. Great. Can we move on?
Let's do it.
We have the pictures. I'm going to keep talking.
How's Marty, by the way? Oh, you did see Marty in Florida, but
he's great. Marty looks like he can still play. He's still in great shape. He's living the life, living in Florida. Got a couple daughters. They play tennis. He's a tennis dad now. Still involved heavily in hockey. Marty Havlat is.
Well, he was the GM for the Czech team.
So they lost. So that's how they do it in Europe. They fire everybody. And they call. Then they call Marty back a couple of days later. Yeah, you're fired, but we're going to now make you the assistant GM.
What?
Optically, we have to make this look like we're going to make some changes. So they made Peter Nedved the GM. Marty's now the assistant GM. Wow. They got Marek Zyglicki's in there as one of the coaches. Thomas Plekanec. So that's what Marty does. They're building up. Well, he's pissed because Czech doesn't have a team in this next
the Four Nations event,
right? With the four teams. He's like, this makes no sense.
It really doesn't.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. But I don't want to get off track. But what do you do with teams that have good players like Anze Kopitar, but you can't put in a competitive hockey team? What do you do?
Well, see, the Czechs. there's a difference between Slovenia and Czechs. They're good.
I understand that, but do you have five teams then?
I mean, you have to have a natural stopping point, but I mean, teams that can actually compete and play, Czechs.
You could do, I think you should do six.
I was going to say
US, Canada, Sweden, Finland, Czech. Yeah. Like on the outside, Slovakia, though, it's not quite the same as it used to be.
It's not.
So, but that's it. Yeah, you have to give, and then you have to stop it, because other than that, you're making Team North America again, which is
right.
That's ridiculous.
The only thing. I only want to see the Olympics. I don't care too much about the Four Nations Cup based on just who you've eliminated.
Get the young guns back. The old, you remember the young guns team?
Yep, the Connor McDavid team.
That was fun.
It was good.
Did you play in that game, Bob?
No, I did not. No.
That was a while ago, but that thing got a little buzz going.
Yeah, well, they played that preseason. I remember the preseason game, Canada US played in Ottawa. I took a bunch of the boys because we were starting training camp the next couple of days, so we all went to the game, and it was a good game. The boys were playing hard, so it was a good. I enjoyed that tournament. I enjoyed watching that.
Me too.
Yeah. I do remember asking because Brad Marchand was in Canada. Obviously, he was so they had. This ends room, and I think he had Fish's locker stall, but he was at his ultimate pest top of his game. So there was did it feel weird to be in here? Because I think, did he not spear Zach Smith or something?
Oh, I'm sure he did, but I don't remember.
I think he got a suspension. I feel like
happened.
Boro. Remember what he did with Boro was the knee on, he went low
on
Boro.
And then there was, yes. And then Boro, something about kick his dog. I can't remember. It got out of hand there for a bit. Anyway, never a dull moment with Brad Marchand. All right, let's get to the Sens.
All right, let's go. Let's rip the Sens. Come on, enough.
We got that. Some. maybe this isn't a good family day show. We got some business to take care of. As always, let's welcome our new partner to the show, Douglas Mattress.
Oh, he's such a good guy.
Member of the Coming in Hot family. Named Canada's best mattress on Canadian Living. Unrivaled comfort and feel. Motion isolation. Sleeps cool. Release pressure points. Great value. More than 200,000 Canadians love Douglas Mattress. Over 10,000 five-star reviews. Easy online ordering. Coast-to-coast delivery. Usually 1 to 4 business days. Get it delivered right to your doorstep. 365 risk-free trial. You don't like it? Just get a full refund. Every mattress comes with... 2 memory foam pillows and 2 pillow protectors and a luxurious cotton sheet set and a mattress protector. Over a $650 value when you order your Douglas mattress. So order today at douglas.ca/CIH, please.
The show is also brought to you. No, it's not. They're gone. Oh, there they are. They're back. CIH. Punisher Excavating, the heavy civil general contractor in both the public and the private sector. When planning your next project, consider them for your aggregate supply needs, including all things equipment rentals, haulage and floating, concrete formwork. They move stuff. You can find them at BonisherExcavating.com or at 613-432-1120. BEI is helping to shape the Ottawa Valley, hiring now for the summer months and the spring months, and as always, please slow down in construction zones.
And
if you're looking for a fun night out, you got to check out Battlegrounds Axe Throwing. Do you know who's one of the best axe throwers around? I heard, guys. It's Douglas Mattress. He's unbelievable. Loves to go axe throwing. Kids 12 and up, you got to throw accompanied by a guardian. If you're looking for that birthday party, some team building, or just having a great night out with your significant other, you got to check it out. Battlegrounds Axe Throwing. It's located at 2615 Lancaster Road. It's safe. It's fun. It requires no practice. Just come on down to the facility and the coaches will show you how it's done and they'll show you the ropes. You can book at battlegrounds.com.
So speaking of throwing, I feel like we're throwing darts at this point at the fact that Ottawa has now dropped 2 in a row to 2 teams below them in the standings, which when you look at the standings, there's not a lot of teams there. What do we think of when we see the Ottawa Senators drop that game to Chicago, despite the fact, let's go, they outshot them 42-22. Oh, we'll say they carried the play. Was it just simply Peter Mrazek, or were they not what they should have been?
Well, the goalie stole a game, wouldn't you agree? I think so. You know, when you look at all the metrics of, or the, excuse me, the statistics on the left-hand side of that board, 42, outside of the face-off battle, you go 50% on the power play. You only take two penalties. If I'm picking a team that I think wins based just on solely statistics, it's going to be the Sens in this one. So they did carry the pace of play. I thought they were the better team, but yeah, Moret, the goalie, stole one, and Korpisalo did not. And it's basically all.
Is that really an easy way to put the Korpisalo thing?
I don't think he. I don't know. Maybe the goal on the Bedard goal. But I don't know. He probably loses that puck through the screen. But it obviously it still goes, what, 7-hole, I guess you would call that, right through. I don't know. Right here, Yorkie, is that what?
Yeah. Sometimes those go in. It's just, it's what we were talking about. This is going to be a really important stretch to see what, if Korpisalo can get some consistency in his game, because he gives you hope. It's like, oh, okay, he's playing well. Then all of a sudden you play two games where, like, let's, at the end of the day, look at the save percentage in the two losses. And it's just, you can't win when you're a goaltender. Somebody sent a tweet out the other day. It talked about when the Senators get an above 900 save percentage, their record, it just goes through the roof. And when it's not, they lose. And that's pretty well what it's like in the National Hockey League. If you don't have consistent goaltending, you're not going to win.
No.
You're not. And we can pick apart mistakes here, mistakes there. If you flip the camera around, though, and look at the other team, when Ottawa gets those 40-plus shots, there's all kinds of mistakes being made by the other team. But the difference is the goalie makes saves. And that's pretty well hockey. And there's no better example than you get to the playoffs. That's when the goaltending is like just basically a game of goalie. That's what it is. It's like whoever has a better goalie is winning. Yeah. But Ottawa, it's just... It's scary because if he doesn't figure it out, like they're stuck with this contract for the next, what is it, 4 years?
And so they're 12. Ottawa's 12-2-1 with Jonas Korpisalo is an above 900 save percentage.
Yeah, it's so deflating as a team when you play a team like Chicago. And let's be honest, Ottawa's a team like Chicago too. They're not very good, but they were starting to play better. And then... they score on takes a little, just a lot less opportunities for them to score. So but that's what happens. Ottawa was on a nice little roll, and people that thought Ottawa was going to you can't continue to play at that clip of hockey over a long period of time, because there's always going to be a game where a couple bad goals go in, things don't go your way, the puck doesn't bounce well. So at the end of the day, Ottawa is where they are because of their start to the season. And, just like if they were a playoff team right now and they had a game like that, you say, oh well, we have games like that. It was 3-2, we lost it. It happens, but everything's been compounded because they had another shitty start, and now everyone's going to dissect. Oh, this player didn't play good, and that player didn't play good.
Well, I think they've allowed the first goal in the last six straight games, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. And that's goaltending, because. Like good goalies, they battle through the starts of games because there's a stat in hockey when usually the team that scores first wins. So it's like, it's just, man, oh God.
So on the other side of that, by the way, Jonas Korpisalo, 115-1 when it's below 900 save percentage.
Yeah. And like, I don't want to shit all over the guy, but we got to be honest here. Like, we have no agenda on this show. Like, it is what it is. Tell the truth. The goalie hasn't been good enough. And, no, there's other guys too.
Yorkie, we understand he hasn't been good enough. We do know he has three more years in his contract, and people are now speculating, well, let's buy him out. I don't believe that's going to happen because you got to spread it over 6 years. I just don't think they want to take that kind of – they would rather move him. But are we at the point where he's now a trade target or a trade possibility to move? Do we have to move on from Jonas Korpisalo despite the fact that we're a little more than halfway through a season?
Nobody's touching him with that contract.
Yeah, you're retaining a lot of money on that contract if you're getting rid of him. And you're strapping a first to him, which there's no first to give out anyway. So to answer your question, I think they would love to move on from him. I just don't think it's a possibility. At all. I mean, who's touching them right now? No one.
Yeah.
The nice remember thing, coming, remember nice, coming nice, into this season, though, people were happy. Like, they felt that perhaps Jonas Korpisalo could be a number one goaltender, but where they were happy with the tandem, and right. we're not seeing that. Is there, do we just move on, or do we go, well, maybe he just needs, we just got to figure this out and be ready for next season. That's what I think.
If you talk to most people, though, most people haven't watched him consistently over the time. Like, oh, yeah, he played pretty good in the playoffs last year against Edmonton. Like, he had a lot of shots. Like, nobody really, like, his sample size as a starter is just so small. And, yes. like, it's you just normally, you normally don't give a contract that long to a goaltender. I know that you try and entice somebody. But at the end of the day, Pierre Dorion had too much power during this summer when it's unfortunate that the ownership group couldn't put a gag order on him and said, you're done. Like, no more moves. Yeah. Like, you've done enough damage. Stop it. At the end of the day, though, like, back to Korpisalo for a sec. At the beginning of the season, the Senators were giving up all kinds of opportunities, and it's like, okay, well, let's see how he plays once they start tightening up.
Right.
The concerning thing for me is they've tightened things up now, and they're still losing some games that they should, like the Chicago. So it's not too late.
There's a game he didn't have to steal. He didn't have to be great in. He just had to be acceptable in, and he's not capable of doing that right now. So you have to start Forsberg for a stretch here and see if he's got what it takes to at least give you some kind of trust factor from the guys in front of you, right? Because it matters who's back there right now. The trust level seems very low. And a lot of that's Forsberg being injured for a long period of time. When he was really coming on, he had a tough time, right? The injury came at a tough time. Mm-hmm. So he's got to play his way back to that, and I think he's capable. But I just think when Korpisalo goes in, you can almost see it when he's in net. The guys are tentative. Which shot from the outside is going to be the one that falls in, right? Like, how am I going to rack up a minus tonight because my goalie didn't see a puck for whatever reason?
It does make you appreciate Craig Anderson a whole lot more.
Does it ever? Hey, does it ever?
Like, he never got the attention. I don't think he deserved in Ottawa.
He was so good, eh, Bob? This is my thing. When we had Rhodesy and Tugger on, I disagreed on the one thing they said. I think it takes a special goaltender mentally to play good in the Canadian market. I really do. I've seen it so many times. Craig doesn't give a fuck. Like,
but the Ottawa market is so soft when it comes to questioning goaltending.
I don't know. We just rip the goalie for 20 minutes.
So you think Jonas Korpisalo is listening to this?
No,
I don't. But
he's got to face questions in the locker room, and those questions are going to be, well, would you like to have a couple back? Whatever. It's soft.
I would just say this about K Market. There's a certain kind of energy inside the building after a game, before a game. You just know things matter more versus Columbus. Nobody really cares. Like, besides your management, like, you can just tell in a K Market how much it means to the people that live here, winning, losing. It's different. It's totally different. I played in Anaheim. People don't care. Like, it's in Ottawa, like, you can just feel the energy in the building. And I just think there's a different kind of pressure, especially for goaltenders in Canadian markets. I do. And some guys can do it and some guys can't. And it's obvious to this date, this goaltender can't do it.
Yeah. And to your point, Wally, when you talk about what he has to answer, yes, he has to field certain questions about it that any pro player should have to stand up there and answer, of course. But it's what seeps through questions from his friends. You're like, oh, I heard this. Right. Family. Oh, I heard, like, it really does. It seeps through. Okay. It finds its way into every part of your life.
Tell me Carter Hart doesn't deal with, I should just use Philadelphia. Tell me Philadelphia goaltending doesn't deal with the same issues. Or if it's in Boston or Minnesota, it's not Canadian markets. You can pick lots of U.S. markets.
You can.
The New York Rangers, like, they're all over their guys.
Yeah.
Minnesota. They like, so
I do believe having, I played for Detroit, which is a big market, but it's a COVID year. So let's just cancel that out. I don't have that experience. And then I played for Anaheim, where on any given day, there was four beat writers traveling with you that had no clue what hockey like questions were supposed to be asked. They were just like, they were like you, Wally. They just came and got on the plane for the food. but I can't relate to, but I can understand what you're saying about, let's just say New York, for example. There's a big time market and a hard market to play in. I still think there's a difference between what comes through in Canada, because
really,
they make their point and that's the end of it. In Canada, you turn the TV on and that point's still being made 12 hours later because TSN's still running SportsCenter. It's just different.
Maybe. But I will say in Philadelphia, because I always remembered, like, Philadelphia had basically goalie graveyard, as like Ottawa did for better part of the 2000s. They went from Michael Layton to they couldn't find anybody. And I just remember people like, nobody can play in Philadelphia, and it was constantly talked about. That's all I'm thinking of. It feels like it's the same market to me.
When I was in Detroit before they figured out their goaltending situation, Tim Cheveldae basically got booed out of town. Like he just got roasted every night by the fans. Like it was crazy. But I think what Bob's talking about with the media, like, we're back to the old term, right? The term we used last week when you got to answer to Wally and all the guys all the time. You got a large amount of appendix.
Where's my sweatshirt?
It's coming. I love it. It's in production. It's in production. Don't be a appendix.
So don't ask questions, is what you're saying. So don't try to find out what's wrong. Just go in and say, hey, you played great. You deserved a better fate.
I don't know, Bob. Bob knows more about Pindex than I do.
It's
his phrase. Let's move on.
To your point, no, Wally, there's nobody's saying don't ask questions, right? Players have every right to be held accountable because they're paying. That's the job. You're paid to perform. And if you're not, field a question from a pin deck. It happens. But all I'm saying, when you play in a U.S. market versus a Canadian market, I just feel like the U.S. markets have so many other sports and things going on, right? Where, again, we'll use New York. Rangers are the prime ticket for the month of March, but then baseball season starts up and you forget all about them because the Yankees are on. And remember, I'm using the one city.
Yeah, no, I don't argue with that. Yeah.
And there's other sports and it's not in your face. In Canada, especially, let's just use Ottawa, for example. There's no other sports team. It's in your face. TSN 1200 is talking. So-and-so is talking. It's very hard to block it out 24/7 where other teams and other sports and other markets are able to move on to different things. So I just think there's a difference. But you have every responsibility to go up there and answer. And You have the responsibility to ask them. We have the responsibility to answer them. It just takes a certain player to be able to. And when it's not going well, you have to do it over and over again. It becomes very grating, and it just adds to the laundry list of reasons things aren't going well. That's all.
But no, I get it. Yeah. But I just will say, like, I'll take the 22 years experience in the Ottawa room. We're pretty soft. They don't come at you all the time because we feel it too, right? If I'm around you every day, I don't want to keep asking you, why aren't you scoring? Mm-hmm. You already know, you feel it. So we try to avoid it and find another topic. And that's what you try to do. You try to move around and skip that topic for the day. And that's all I'm saying is, do you want to be, the argument then is, don't you want to be the thing that everybody, that's why you're a professional athlete, is so that everybody can talk about you and want to be you and wear your jersey.
That's not why I just
wanted the money.
I just happen to be. That's 90% of the players would probably. Nope. A lot of players would pick something else to do. They just happen to be very good at hockey, right, Yorkie?
Yeah, there's a lot of guys. There's a lot of guys that are just really good at the game, and I can honestly say they don't love it. Like, there are guys.
At this point, you're right. When was the most fun you two had playing hockey?
Playoffs. I love the playoffs.
Playoffs, like, yeah. 2017, and then the years in Anaheim where we went. Yeah.
But was it as a professional, or was it playing at a different level? because the professional level is so demand. Like, I understand you're paid millions, but it is a grind.
There's nothing like the Stanley Cup playoffs. The adrenaline rush. You've got to be just so aware and so on top of your game. The challenge of playing in the playoffs is uncomparable. And that's why certain guys can raise their games. To me, it's without question. Playing in the Stanley Cup playoffs was the best time ever playing hockey. Honestly, like differently when you're a kid, it's nostalgic. When you're on the outdoor rink, that's like a different love for a game. But most guys make it to the NHL because they have a competitive drive where they want to be really, really good. And there's no better time to test that than in the playoffs. And any player worth a grain of salt would tell you the same thing, that it's the playoffs. That's just me. Playoffs.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. The playoffs are the most fun I've had. And not just in one year or run. 2017 was obviously a great one because we were there for longer. But every time you go, there's just a different feeling. And that's the most fun I've had, for sure.
The most fun I've ever had, though, like, all-encompassing fun, everything including, was in Switzerland. What a gong show. I'll never experience something like that in my life.
I would actually go right back to, say, Portland, Maine, when we went really deep in the playoffs twice there, too. man, that's a fun city when it's bumping.
Yes. All right. Back to the Sens. Sorry, way off topic today. We're not even close
We're all over the map here.
I want to get to today. I got a concern, and I need a goal scorer's take on this particular player, Bob, in our today's DoorDash hot and cold performer, as always. Proudly delivered by DoorDash. Get everything you need, even at the last minute. Choose what you want from where you want. With DoubleDash on DoorDash, you can order from multiple restaurants or stores in the same delivery. The additional delivery fees, so everyone can get what they want or need. For a limited time, our listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code NATION25. That's 25% off, up to a $10 value, and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code NATION25. Offered valid in Canada, subject to change, terms apply. Okay, gentlemen, our cold performer's Josh Norris. Last 18 games, he's got a goal and 6 points. He's minus five. Even his face-offs have struggled. What's wrong with Josh Norris?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I got to be honest. You're coming to the end of the rope here where you say, hey, he's missed a year of hockey, right? He's been back for a while now. He's played a good amount of games. So it's like, how much longer do you give him to say you still missed a year of hockey? The tentativeness that you probably should have showed when you got back with your shoulder, not wanting to get hit, like not feeling comfortable. Yep. Like those things are gone. I just think the transition between DJ to Jock's been tough on him. You can see that he's trying to play a little more of a 200 foot game. I think he's tracked better. I think he's been below the puck more. I think when you initially make that switch from, hey, I got to score, to let's just be better 200 feet and let the offense come, that didn't happen right away, obviously. Yep. And now it compounds and gets harder and harder to get out of it. So I want to give Josh a little bit of kudos for taking on a different role, not a different role. He's still supposed to score. A little more of a challenge to be a 200-foot player, because I do think he's made some strides there, but he's being paid $8 million to score goals. He's got to find the back of the net, and doing a little too much perimeter stuff for me too. And like, I was a guy that was guilty of that as a goal scorer. You try to get lost for time, want shooting lanes and things like that, where I think he's just got to get to the net a little more. I think he's got to be around the, call it the high quality scoring zone, that yep. you could call it the house, whatever you want to call it. I think he's on the outside of that a little too much for me right now. I noticed it a ton in the Anaheim game. They're all fixable issues and they're coachable issues. He's got to take a lot of shots in practice. He probably doesn't look, when you haven't scored outside of once in 18 games, you're fighting everything. Like, yes, you're fighting the puck, you're fighting the shots in practice. So he's searching. So it's just a matter of time to me anyway, it's a matter of time until he comes out of it. But, he's running out of runway.
Okay. But I'm going to ask you, because we all know Josh, and so I don't believe this to be the case whatsoever. He just looks uninspired.
I don't know if I agree with that. I think he, maybe I just don't like the word, because I do believe you're right about certain shifts I've noticed there, or the way he's forechecked a little bit. But he's also not a kid that, and I know him, obviously I played with him to a degree. He's got a great work ethic. So I don't think that's the issue. I just think he's really struggling. And when you're really struggling, it's easy to pinpoint why. You can say he looks uninspired. It's easy to find examples of everything when you're struggling. That's what people used to say about me when I wasn't scoring. Well, he's slow. Well, I've always been slow, but I've scored 30 a bunch of times too.
Four to be exact.
It's just easier to look at a player and say certain things about them when they're struggling. Mm-hmm. So every time he misses a hit, we talk about it, whatever it might be. Yeah. I don't think he's confident. I don't think he's taking time off or shifts off on purpose. I think it's easy to say that, but he's got to figure it out. And I don't know what the answer is. I really don't.
Do you know what I find when a guy like Josh, for example, when things aren't going well in the NHL, like sometimes you'll play so the style Jacques wants to play, he wants guys on top of the puck. He wants numbers and he wants to make it hard for the other team to come to the neutral zone. So the worst thing you could do in the NHL, especially if you're a player that's supposed to drive plays and make things happen, is kind of wait. And like you're trying to do the right thing, and then you end up thinking about things. And when you think, because in the NHL, you got to be two steps ahead, most times three steps ahead. You got to be very intuitive of just you're playing and you're just, everything's happening organically and you're not thinking. When I watch Josh play right now, it seems like he's thinking too much. He's thinking about what he's supposed to do, what the coaches want, where he should be, and he's not playing naturally. And most of these guys got to the NHL from doing what they do naturally and working really, really hard. So to me, there's a hesitation in his game right now. And when you hesitate in the NHL, it's too late. The play's already happened. It's already happened. So to me, he's trying to do the right things, but he's playing too safe. He's not just playing like he did when he scored 35 that year, when he just things happen because you're, and DJ coached a totally different style. It was more, you could get two guys caught and then you got to backtrack like crazy to get back in the play, where Jacques doesn't want you to get beat up ice, which is, they call that losing numbers. You go down too low and all of a sudden you've lost position. So a lot of players, there's still an adjustment period there, but I'll say this with Josh's game. I love him and I've seen glimpses when he plays physical, when he gets involved, he's a lot stronger than people think. I've seen him out. He's a strong guy.
Yeah. Yes.
And Ottawa needs that right now. Like I'd love to get my hands on him and like just push him to be that guy, because Ottawa desperately needs that guy, a 200-foot center iceman that instinctively goes there. You run a guy over from time to time, you get big goals, but you can't play that way when you're thinking too much and you're waiting. And all of a sudden, like Bob said, you haven't scored in a while, then you're pressing more. So I think it's all up. I think it's all up here.
I do too. I think I like what you said, and I'd put it in layman's terms. He's doing a lot more reacting instead of being proactive right now.
Right.
He's doing a lot of reacting.
You can't play that way, Bob, because you just, then you lose your confidence. And
yeah,
you just sometimes the best, this is weird to say, a lot of the top players in the world, it's not that they don't care, but they just play and good things happen because they don't care that much about making mistakes. When you care a lot about making mistakes, you end up playing worse.
Oh, it's the worst feeling. Cause I was so like that bad. My whole career. Yeah. And then you're like, you make one, especially if you make it early in the game, you're just you're a mess for a couple shifts. Yeah.
So
the worst.
Like, it's just, I think he needs to get it out of his head too, that he has to be a goal scorer. Ottawa needs more guys that are hard to play against and that can score as well. Like, I'd be fine if Josh Norris was a 20 to 25 goal scorer, but was super hard to play against. I don't care if he gets 35, just like they need more of that. And he can be that. It's just, he's trying to find himself as a player.
Is he carrying around $8 million on his back?
And I'm sure he is.
Right? Like, I'm wondering
if that's on you.
Yeah.
It does. It weighs on you. I don't even want to.
For you?
Oh, absolutely. You feel the weight of a contract for sure. Absolutely feel the weight of a contract. So, and it's almost like I don't want to break it down too much, because the simple answer is yes. And it's not something that goes away.
Yeah.
Okay.
You feel it.
Because I do remember comments from you. Like, I think if you'd be struggling, you're like, yeah, well, my contract says I've got to score goals. Like, you were very open about that part of it being on the mental side of it, if you will.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was absolutely something that I thought about all the time. And there was never a way around it, because whether you guys gave me a softball for the day or whatever, it was still being talked about somewhere else.
Guys, this is what, like Norris is still young enough and he doesn't have that many games in the league yet where you can tweak his game. And he can turn into that type of player. That's why I keep saying, like, Tarasenko's already, he's just a goal scorer that plays. Like, Ottawa has too many forwards that we say, okay, he's a 30-goal scorer. He's a 30-goal scorer. Like, you can't have that many guys that are just, he's a 30-goal scorer. Like, you need, when Matthew Joseph was playing really well, Wally, like, how effective was he? Like, just that guy that skates a million miles an hour, hard to play against, finishes hits, and he chips in offensively. Ottawa needs more guys like that.
I agree with you. So, but I'm just going to move on. But the one thing I have, and everybody keeps saying, everybody needs to be a 200-foot player. But everybody isn't a 200-foot player, right? Like, you don't have the, like, Danny Heatley wasn't a 200-foot player. Nobody said, hey, I want Danny Heatley to backcheck more while he's filling the net with 50 goals. And that one was always the, like, Jason Spezza wasn't a 200-foot player.
Yeah. I would say, though.
They're hell of players.
I would say the game has changed considerably since 2007, though. And the Heater was a special player, but you could cheat a little more in that era. Like, every era changes. Like, there were certain guys in that area, like on your fourth line, your fifth and sixth. Not everybody could really skate back then. Everybody, like, if you cheat right now in today's game, it gets exposed, because everybody can skate. And it just wasn't like that. And it's getting fast. Everybody says it. Well, every game gets faster. And the game's extremely fast. So if you, for instance, I showed some clips last game when Timmy Stützle, you get on the wrong side of the puck for a split second and it gets turned over, you're in a bad position defensively and you're automatically given a chance up, because teams are just so quick at countering, where it's just, you can't cheat the game, because it's going to bite you in the ass.
Yes, I agree. But I also think that we can't expect 12 players or 12 forwards or even all 18 skaters to be 200-foot players who can all score 25 goals a game. It just doesn't make any sense.
But you can't have your top six primarily be guys that aren't top 200-foot players. for your top nine. And that's the problem with Ottawa. Like, let's say right now, who's out of Ottawa's top nine, in my opinion, their best 200-foot player is Claude Giroux.
Oh, no, it's not even a question.
And you can't have a 36-year-old be your best 200-foot player. I'm sorry.
But Claude Giroux is different. When you say 36-year-old player, Claude Giroux is a potential Hall of Fame candidate. Let's give him more respect than a 36-year-old. He just beat Shane Pinto skating in a skating competition.
100%. Claude Giroux has been the Ottawa's best player this year. I think it's safe to say that.
I don't argue with you.
No, I don't either.
And because he plays smart. Like, he doesn't. And I don't care if he's 35. I'm just saying, most teams, like your young guys, the problem with the Senators is their young guys haven't been taught from day one in their game to be responsible. And now we're seeing the after effects of it.
Mm. Well, there was always as you always brought it up, but like Brady was always told to be the guy flying the zone all the
time. Fly the zone every time. Every time. Yeah. Fly the zone.
All right, moving on. Jeez, we got to get to speaking of Claude Giroux. You know what? We're going to do our Wendy's Did You Know, since he's on the fresh on our minds. Wendy's and the Daily and sorry, and the Wendy's Daily Faceoff Survivor Pool wants to give you some free prizes. So make sure you check them out and encourage to use the Daily Faceoff Wendy's Survivor app, which is on the dailyfaceoff.com. For those of you who want to smoke the competition, Wendy's is rewarding you with your weekly prizes that will have you winning despite your lack of team building skills. Download the Wendy's app and score yourself 150 bonus reward points in your first order, or grab the sweet victory from the mouthwatering jaws of defeat, along with some fresh, never frozen beef. Sign up to play the Daily Faceoff Survivor Pool to win weekly prizes like the spicy chicken sandwich from Wendy's and the Wendy's app. Okay. Did you know on February 19th, 2008, Claude Giroux made his NHL debut as Philadelphia visited the Ottawa Senators? By the way, today is February the 19th, for those who don't know. 16 years later, Giroux sits 77th all-time in NHL scoring with 1,050 points. The 36-year-old that Yorkie thinks is old is also tied with Jeremy Roenick for 58th in assists with 703. And tonight, he will face the Tampa Bay Lightning, gentlemen. They just got pumped 9-2 by the Florida Panthers, who are sitting first overall in the Eastern Conference. They just decimated the Tampa Bay Lightning. However, Tampa's played well of late. Yeah. Like, until that game, they were 11-3 in their last 14 games. Like, but what a shellacking by the Florida Panthers.
Yeah.
Doesn't it always end up like this for Ottawa? The team gets pumped the night before they come in, or the game before, and they come in all pissed off to play Ottawa.
So now what happens? Yeah. Well,
they're going to show up. That's what's going to happen.
Like, is this worst case scenario for the Ottawa Senators tonight?
I don't know. I honestly, it's past that point. I know people don't want to hear it, but Ottawa's got to start looking at a lottery pick.
But you're not getting the players. Can we stop with this? You're not getting the players to go on the ice and want a lottery pick. They want nothing to do with this, so they're going to play as hard as they can.
For sure.
Jacques Martin is not going to coach them to play for a lottery pick.
100%.
Agreed.
So the only people that want the lottery pick sit up in the fourth level and look down and wonder what's going to happen. But they have no impact on how that's going to play unless they change the roster.
Yeah, 100%. I agree with you on that, Wally.
One thing players hate is hearing about lottery picks. I always used to hate going in the locker room, going, "Hey guys, you're not that far from a lottery pick. What do you think of Macklin Celebrini?"
Like, nobody in the room wants to hear that. But this is worst case scenario. I mean, you got a team that just got pumped. You just got pumped by two teams that are worse than you, and there's only three. So you got to think that they're going to have a response too. I just think that. Again, the Lightning have been good. I actually watch quite a bit of them. Kucherov's just fun to watch right now. And I always watch them since a good buddy of mine was there when they were winning two cups together. So I like watching that team play. And
would he be in Chicago right now?
Yes. Yeah. Tyler was down there. And I tune into some of their games too. That phantom call they made on Tyler with a couple minutes left. what is that? So anyway, I would not want to be going into Tampa Bay right now and having to play a team that just lost 9-2 against a cross state rival. No, thank you. That's like,
so just,
it's like getting Anaheim after they lose to the Kings, Yorkie. The boys are just salty for a week.
Salty. They want no part of that.
None.
So Vasilevsky allowed 6 goals in that game on 22 shots for a 727 save percentage. That's the third worst save percentage of his entire 446 starts. And his 9 goals against for that game, with 9 goals against average, I should say, a third highest in his career. Like, that was a horrendous game.
Yeah.
I think things will change.
I think
as we go to our lock of the day, because I will tell you, things aren't that good. Ottawa, 0-4-1 in its last 5 visits to Tampa. The road record is 7-14 this season. And Kucherov has 46 career points in 33 games. In his last 10 games against Ottawa, 4 goals, 20 points. And Steven Stamkos has 19 goals in 49 games against Tampa. Against
Ottawa. Man. So,
Vasilevsky's last 6 games, a 198 goals against and a 924 save percentage against Ottawa.
Yeah.
He goes in, I would assume, right? You put him back in.
You have to. You have to run it back with him and let him get that out of his mind. I'm going to take Tampa. It's a hard enough building to play in. I always hate it playing there. It's just a hard building to win games in down there. And there's going to be a response. I'm going to assume that Coop came in and said, "Hey, what in the hell was that? Never again." So, I did say I was going to pick the Sens a lot down the stretch, and obviously had them against Chicago and had them against Anaheim. But I'm going to go ahead and take the Stanley Cup champs for the last couple of, 2 of the last 3 years and bet on them.
Yeah. I'm looking at the standings right now. It's tighter than you'd think in that wild card race right now. You look at the Devils. They got 2 games in hand right now on Tampa. 5 points back. Islanders are still in the mix. Tampa's not a shoe-in to make the playoffs. Like, this is a big game for Tampa. Like, without a question, Vasilevsky.
Which is weird.
It's weird.
Because and the only reason I say that is they've won 11 of the last 15 games or whatever it is.
Yeah, I know.
And they're still struggling.
It's crazy.
So, like, they will be ready to play. To me, this is almost a guaranteed win for Tampa. There's just – they have to win this game, because if they don't, panic button is going to be starting to get pressed in Tampa with all the teams creeping up on them. So,
yeah,
I don't see Vasilevsky having another bad game. I see Tampa bringing their A game. Ottawa's not good on the road. You got some players that are struggling with their games in Ottawa and goaltending. Let's end of the day, I'm taking Vasilevsky over who Ottawa decides to put in that.
I also need to point out that tomorrow they face the Florida Panthers, who are just steamrolling at the moment. Nasty. They've got 1 loss in their last 10 games.
That is a wagon. That team is a wagon.
Yeah.
So this is...
Look at this murderer's row. Then you got man. Vegas.
They can't get to the Capitals quick enough.
You got a mate with Ovi. Ovi floating around looking for his goals.
Yeah.
It's tough. I too cannot be convinced this time to take Ottawa. I will take the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah.
Too many roadblocks.
But yeah. I did pick Anaheim, guys, and you guys poo-pooed me.
Yeah.
Only took it because you wanted to get back, and you said, "I have no reason to take Anaheim except I need to go differently than you guys." So don't pat yourself on the back.
Yeah.
They don't ask how you get there; they just ask what number. Travis D just said in the comments, last summer Bobby said the Bruins would fall in the standings and the Panthers wouldn't repeat their performances from last year.
So I was half right.
Take that. I think I said the same thing.
I'm
trying to think. Standing here,
I just don't understand how Florida, which I thought they were losing players, and they how dominant they've been. Is that Paul Maurice? They have good. Don't get me wrong. They've got some very good talented players.
Yeah, they just got a good makeup, and then Sam Reinhart scoring 50 goals is going to be like, where did this come from? Right. Mm-hmm. We got some players that play above their contracts. Verhaeghe's another one. They're going to be in some cap problems too next year, aren't they?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
It feels like every whenever a team wins a cup, they've got to dismantle it.
Okay. And yeah. Their goalie, like, let's be honest, Bobrovsky's yeah. actually playing good in the regular season. He's in the All-Star game.
Yeah.
He's playing. They're getting goaltending. And you got angry forwards on that team that are tough to play. Like Sam Bennett, I think he's one of the best power forwards in the game right now. Like he's a tough guy to play against, Bob. Like you watch him play. He makes you earn every inch of ice out there, and he can hurt you with a hit. If I'm a D-man, anytime he's on the ice, I got to know where he is.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
He can hit.
Yeah. No, they're just Well, I guess we'll talk about them tomorrow, but they're just just deep too.
So, okay, let me put this to you. We'll see how this plays out tomorrow. Ottawa will win tonight if Jason York.
Their goaltender steals them a game, kind of like what Chicago did to them.
If Vasilevsky gets food poisoning at pregame meal.
It can happen.
You never know. I'll say this. If they don't give up a power play goal.
Yeah.
If they shut down the power play of Tampa Bay. Good luck, though.
They got to stop Nikita Kucherov, which doesn't go well.
Okay. Who are you?
Stammer and Point, they're not bad either.
Who are you covering? Who are you covering? Okay, I'm going to give up Stamkos shot, Kucherov shot. I got Point in the bumper, and then I got Hedman that can thread anything to the net. Mm-hmm. Who do you cover?
Yeah, it's pick your poison.
Well, that's why you need a goaltender.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Goalie's your best penalty killer.
So then do you start Forsberg tonight and go to Corpus Allo tomorrow or the other way around?
I think you got a better chance of beating Tampa Bay, so I'm going to start with Forsberg tonight and then Corpus Allo is going to go tomorrow. That's just me.
Yeah. I think you hope Forsberg catches lightning in a bottle and has one of those games that he's had back before he got hurt.
Yeah.
Anton Forsberg is 1-2-1 in his career versus the Florida. Sorry, that's Florida. I meant to do Tampa. My apologies. I'll tell you.
That's not bad, though. Tampa beats a lot of teams pretty.
He's lost his last three starts to the Tampa Bay Lightning. He's won three. He's 1-3 in his four lifetime starts. So. Yeah.
I don't know. I never really look at the statistics of what a player has done against a team when I'm starting a goalie. I'm just like, what's going to give me the best chance to win tonight based on how I feel about my guys back there? Mm-hmm. And I don't feel very, very Corpus Allo back there. I got to be honest. So
no, yeah. I think it's forced. Yeah, I would be forced. All right.
Yeah.
Until tomorrow, gentlemen, tomorrow afternoon, Darren Pang scheduled to join us just at his birthday, by the way. I want to talk about Craig Berube, who he knows very well. Obviously, get his input on Vladimir Tarasenko and what he might be thinking as well. And then maybe we'll talk about Jordan Binnington and what he thinks of the antics that come out of that goaltender.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Uncle. So we'll save it. Yeah. All right, guys. Enjoy your holiday Monday. If you are celebrating, Bob, I want you to write down all the presidents and have that ready for me tomorrow.
Deal.
Deal. See you, everybody. Thanks for watching.
Thanks for tuning in to Coming In Hot. If you enjoyed the show, hit that like button and be sure to subscribe to never miss an episode.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.